And we could just feel the breeze of the Holy Spirit tonight blowing through that song. Amen. Lord, lift me up on that seven mountain. We know what that seven mountain is. He said that's the last mountain before you go into the other country. That's where time runs out, on the continental divide, where eternity steps in. Amen. Aren't you glad for that tonight? There are no more mountains after that. Hallelujah. We have come to the summit of that seven peak. Amen. Hallelujah. We are entering into the zero hour, where time is run out. Amen. What a great time to be living in. What a great hour that God has brought us to. We can see how we have traveled that road. We can see how God laid those things out in stone, in the Bible, in nature, in the heavens. Everything testifies. The first Bible in the heavens, he said, we are living in the age of Leo the Lion. In the second Bible, he said, we are living in the time of the capping of the pyramid. In the third Bible, he said, we are living in the 22nd chapter of the book of Revelation. The Spirit and the Bride says, come. The final voice to the final age. What a great time it is. Lord, lift me up on that seven mountain. Hallelujah. That's where we're going to be taking off from that place. Glory be to God in the highest. That great third pole. That great mountain. That seventh one was that third pole. That's the thing that will start the rapture in faith to the going of the church. Lord, lift me up on that seven mountain tonight. I believe God wants to speak to us from that seven mountain. That's the mountain of God himself. That's where he condescends in this hour. Hallelujah. We have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God. Heavenly Jerusalem. What a great place where God and man becomes one. Moses climbed that mountain, went into the pillar of fire, came back out with the word veil. He became God to the people. While the word was in Moses, he was God to the people. Hallelujah. A great attraction on Mount Sinai. Then on Mount Transfiguration, Jesus climbed from that mountain, showed them that pre-incarnate glory, passed into a glorified condition. Moses and Elijah appeared. What a great experience that was. Then we come to the evening time, Mount Sunset. God going up in that mountain. A prophet to meet with God. This is the thing I've wondered all my life. Could it be, my brethren? Amen. Sirs, is this the time? Is this those seven thunders coming forth? A mystery to be opened up in the church. To bring a power back into the church. These vile old mad bodies will be changed. At the last trumpet, time shall be no more. Time runs out. Amen. The dead shall be raised incorruptible. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. We shall all be changed. At the last trump, when time runs out, when eternity steps in, amen, the dead in Christ shall be raised incorruptible. He said, you see them, and all of a sudden something warm goes over you, and you are changed, and you are traveling at the speed of a thought. Oh, my Lord, lift me up on that seven mountain tonight. Hallelujah. Let's climb high tonight where the eagles are. Let that eagle come out again tonight. Hallelujah. I come looking for my eagle tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Let God, this great Jehovah eagle, swoop down in this place tonight. Put us on his wings and take us for a flight. Wouldn't you like that tonight? Hallelujah. Lift me up on that seven mountain. Hallelujah. Let's just bow our heads to pray. Your special request. This is your last service. Catch it. Believe, expect to receive from him tonight. God, do not disappoint his children. You might have waited. He might have kept you waiting until this last meeting. But faith is confident. Because faith knows it's impossible for God to lie. If there's any problem, it's not on God's part, it's on our part. That's why we want to just reflect, review. and we can get in that right attitude. Because the right attitude of approach brings the right results. Our gracious Father, once again we bow in your great august presence. We come in humility. We come with deepness of sincerity. We come knowing, O God, you said in the book of Zechariah, speaking of this day when the headstone will come with shoutings of grace, that is not by might or by power, but is by your spirit, that every mountain shall become a plain before Zerubbabel. Oh, gracious God, you said we should not despise the day of small things. Bring our heart and mind into such a channel, oh God. Bring our spirits into such an attitude. Let our soul be so charged with faith tonight. Lord, as we look to you, knowing, dear God, that all your promises are yea and amen. And Father, as we come approaching your great throne of grace, coming with boldness, with confidence, in the sufficiency of what you have done on our behalf, Father, in the completeness of what you have achieved for us, being enlightened, dear God, by what your Holy Spirit have revealed and communicated to us through the opening of the seven seals, that we can know that every redemptive blessing is available to us in this hour. As your word will minister tonight, Father, may we be so locked in that channel. May we be in the same spirit as the director. May the director be in the spirit of the composer. And may the great symphony, oh God, move in the right swing tonight, as the great presence of God, Lord, will fall among us, dear God. And Lord God, there'll be such a mighty manifestation of your presence that whatsoever your children have need of tonight, Father, that faith in their hearts can be inspired as a spark. That the things that they have filled out in their request, Lord, making the request known unto you with joy, believing in their heart that they'll receive what they ask for, and knowing with assurance and confidence that they shall have it. We pray, dear God, that you'll just have your way in this service. And Lord, you'll use your servant one more time. That you've used him in such a wonderful way, in such a mighty way. Lord God, we remember on Sunday evening how you took that bread. When the disciples constrained you to come in and abide with them. So we constrain you tonight, Father. Desire that you abide with us. Desire, oh God, you take your place at the head of the table and you break the bread and make yourself known in the breaking of the bread. That there will be such a quickening influence upon the church, dear God, that there will no be a shadow of a doubt. It is you yourself in our midst, Father. Oh God, it will be a stranger or visitor, one who does not know you as a Christian. Lord, that is here tonight, Father. Oh God, what an opportunity is presented before them to be in a meeting like this. Lord, we pray that as they would look to you and believe, as they would expect to receive, the Holy Spirit, Lord, would remember them tonight. And dear God, you'd power God blessing, Father, that Lord, you can leave this place changed, transformed. Lord, with this realization of this great hope that you have given unto us in this hour. You said no man can come to you except the Father draw him first. And so we ask, dear God, for all that is within these gates tonight, that Lord God, everyone will be under your divine control, and that you will minister to us of the unsearchable riches of Jesus Christ. We commit everyone in their mighty hands, Father, especially your servant, asking that you will just use him one more time and make him, Lord, such a great blessing to your people. Have your own blessed way. Lead us and direct us now as we go. For we pray, asking all these things in the precious, almighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I just want the dove to lead this eagle. Let's just sing that. Amen. That's the message, dove leading eagle. Let this great Holy Spirit, this seventh dove that came at evening time, it's evening time, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf. And let him minister something that can bring assurance and comfort, that can give such a hope that your troubles are ended tonight. Blessed be his wonderful name. I just want the dove. Just want the dove. Brother Malcolm comes.
Father, throughout these times, we haven't had an opportunity to get out of your presence. But we know, Lord, that in your presence is fullness of joy. That's my prayer tonight, Lord, that you would let the dove lead the eagle. Let us weave our way, O God, through all the different secret passages. Father, let us be able to roost, O God, in the King's chamber tonight. Bless us, O God, like you know how. Father, I just trust that you could draw, Lord God, from that which you have deposited within my heart over the years, that you would, Lord, use this vessel for your honor, that, Lord, we might be able to say something that would be of a help and a benefit to your children. Oh, Lord Jesus, we want to tell you how much we love you, not just by the way we worship, not by, Lord, what we say, but what we do, how we live, oh God. Let that be a statement in itself, oh God. Just come visit us, we pray. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise his name. You know, we've come to the seventh service now, and seven is completion, and seven is rest. On the seventh day, he rested. So, you know, I thought tonight I'd just drop a few thoughts and maybe have just a little opportunity to be able to give the Lord some praise, amen, things that he's done for us in this time. I want to take the opportunity to really thank you all, especially you all that have been so busy around the place here, the brethren in the taking care of the tapes and the videos. You know, behind the scenes, Brother Timmy and the brothers and the ones doing the mixing and, you know, setting up, making sure everything's ready for the services. The musicians who, you know, come along and create the atmosphere, the singers, it's all been so nice. The brethren that have cooked for us, brothers and sisters, and provided us with such good meals after every service and all during the times that we've gathered together, we really, really appreciate those things. I want to thank Brother Emmett, you know, his mighty fine cooking down at the villas. Yeah, he's treated us so well. And Sister Liz and Sister Sarah, she's been, you know, they've been taking care of us, making sure everything is okay with us, you know, and the other sisters that have been there to clean for us. And, you know, it just thrills our hearts. It just makes us feel so at home and, you know, so welcome. Brother Jason, he's always been there making sure everything's in line for us, just been so nice. And, you know, I really want to extend a welcome and an invitation that if at any time any of you or all of you, I don't care, I mean, if you ever get some time or some place in this life to come see us in New Zealand, we would be more than willing to be able to take you into our homes and repay the hospitality that you've been able to bestow upon us. You know, we really mean it from our hearts. I think I talk for all of the brethren here. You know, if, for instance, 200 came, we would make the room. If we had to build a house, man, we'd build a house to be able to house you. Because it's our desire. I mean, if we had the opportunity to repay the hospitality that we've had, we'd take it. You get there, we'll take care of everything else for you. Anytime, brethren, praise them. You know, I think we've been linked that close together. I mean, how else could I have taken, you know, the just save me 10,000 years on the other side? You know, it's like Sister Nellie said, she says, if we could just get New Zealand and park it up a little bit closer to Trinidad. And I think if we had a big enough motor, we could just about do it. And you know, we could visit each other all the time. But praise God, you know, one day, It may not be American Airlines, it may not be United Airlines, but there'll be an eagle scream. And we'll raise up together to meet him in the air. Hallelujah. One day we'll never have to say goodbye. Glory. We'll just be able to fellowship, brethren. Eating will be optional. Hallelujah. My. And just have such a wonderful time with the Lord. All our sorrows over, all those things that we've gone through, all dealt with. Just being with him in glory forever. That's what I'm looking forward to. And you know, I don't think it's very far away, brethren. Too many things are pointing to that. I wouldn't want to make a prediction, but I know it's pretty close. Just like you all would know that as well. Praise his name. Let's just turn in the Bible to the book of Jonah. And I just want to take one verse here. Jonah chapter 1. Jonah 1 verse 12. And he said unto them, take me up, cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake, this great tempest is upon you. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. You can have your seats. Maybe for a little title, I'll call this message, this has happened because of me. This has happened because of me. Now Jonah, he's looking at the situation here. He knows he's gone from the presence of the Lord. But see, he had to fulfill a certain part in the scripture so we could look to the situation and see a lamb coming forth from the throne. Because right in this part, he knew that these things that were happening around him was because of him. And I know, brethren, that the things that are happening around us today is because of us. The global situation is happening because of us. The way that the meetings have taken place is because of us. I cannot just specifically say that it's happened like this because of me, but I can say that these things have happened because of you. Because in your prayers, you were asking for a certain thing. In your prayer time, you would have been asking specifically that the Lord would meet specific needs. So already, the flavor of the services was being formed by your prayers. Already, the ones that would come to visit you were being formed by your prayers. These things that was being ministered was being formed by the prayers of the saints at home. All of these things have happened because of you. Because of you, the Lord has come in the way that he has. He wanted to reward your faithfulness in prayer. Because the Spirit highlighted certain points in the messages was because of what you asked for. You begin to generate the things that would take place behind the scenes. You would have been able to, in your prayer, cause that the things that was happening even as we were traveling. You were affecting the very thoughts of my heart without me even being aware that that was what was happening. You were affecting the other ministers before they came into this place. Your prayers were affecting it. You can say that by my faith, I have heard the word. By my faith, the ministers have ministered the word. By my faith, there has been things that have happened that has been taking place because of me. Now you've got to see yourself in the picture of the things that have happened. And the way that you have asked, sometimes God doesn't meet it according to how you asked it. Sometimes he meets it according to how he wants to answer it. Because we ask in a specific way, that doesn't mean we're going to get it the way we want. He gives you the word in the way that you need. And when he answers you, he's specific in his answers. We've just got to cause ourselves to be placed in that channel to be able to receive what he was specifically giving for you. You have made real Luke
chapter 11, verse 22. Because you said to a certain mountain, be thou removed. I heard sisters say that they had asked specifically for a certain thing. See, Sister Hattie Wright, she asked for a certain thing, right? And she got what she asked for. Because God knew what she was going to ask for. And I've heard different ones saying that during the meetings, there's been things happen that has been specifically for them. See yourself in the continuity of these messages. Because you have pulled down from God. You have said to a mountain, be thou removed. It was gone. Hallelujah. You have asked that some of the things that were troubling you would be dealt with. That the word would speak specifically to you, and you got it. That's our God. So you can say that by my faith, these things have happened to me. Hallelujah. Well, Jonah was in that place. And because of him, the whole events of the things that was around him, he controlled the weather pattern. He controlled, because of his actions, what was taking place in amongst the crew. He even dictated what was going to be, who was going to be a part of the crew. His actions was dictating the marine life. His actions was preparing Nineveh. His actions was causing us to be able to look at the book and to see that God was going to use his testimony to be of a benefit and a help to us. Because what we see described in the book, and he says specifically, all of these things have happened because of me. He knew the situation. God raised those things up for his glory. Here he was now, as he was unfolding this mystery of redemption within himself. Looked like he was running from the presence of the Lord. Lord, send him down to Nineveh. Here he is taking a ship out to Tarshish. But God had prepared the boat. And God had prepared the fish. And God had prepared the storm. He says, throw me over. And of course, they're reluctant to do it. But he convinced them, this has happened because of me, man. He knew that he would have to arrive in Nineveh. He put him overboard. Brethren, he went down into the belly. Oh, what a stronghold that was. He had belly up, belly down, belly sideways. All around him was fish belly. My, you talk about a predicament. You talk about a test. You talk about a trial. He was right in the midst of it. But brethren, he set his look towards Jerusalem because he remembered Solomon's prayer. He knew that he could look towards the city, to look towards the center. Hallelujah! That he could be delivered from that thing. Praise God, and God had prepared that situation. He had prepared the circumstance because he wanted a kinsman to come up and preach a message that would be so dynamic in Nineveh. Hallelujah, what a preparation. God knows how to prepare people for a service. Hallelujah. So here he comes on this big fish. The big fish rolls out his tongue like a red carpet. He just walks out. They look at him mad because they seen him as a god. He had such a impact in his arrival. What an impact. These fishermen seen the testimony of how he walked up there. We know that there was a description of Christ being in the tomb for 3 days. And on the third day, he come forth. The Lamb come forth from the throne. Hallelujah. Fish belly couldn't hold him. He burst from that scene, brother. He was wanting to preach by then. Amen. The message had been prepared in his heart. Hallelujah. He goes down to Nineveh with an open book in his hand, preaches the word. Brings deliverance not only to the people but to the animals as well. Hallelujah. All that were within range of his hearing. And he recognized that all of that was done because of what he had done. Now think of that. Aunt Jemima, she knew that that plane had stopped because of her. She had stopped the plane with her prayer. Hallelujah. I think many times when I've been overseas and certain things have happened, the people that ask God to take care of situations hardly even knew that I was walking in safety because of them. Customs officers' eyes blinded because of them. Hallelujah! The message is being prepared because of them. Brethren, you go into a place like that, you preach message after message after message laid up from upon your heart. You let the Holy Ghost, the dove, lead the eagle to meet the needs of the people. Oh my, you have some sort of message ready, some denominational type of doing things, it'll fail miserably. But with God on the scene, He knows the needs of the people. And the Spirit begins to move. All it takes is a sensitivity to be walking into the vision of the prayers of the saints. Now, I think that's so important. Hallelujah. I think it's so important that you understand the impact of what happens around your community because of you. What happens down in your workplace because of you. What happens in the airways because of me. They should give me a free ticket every time I fly. Sure, they know there's nothing going to happen to that airplane when I'm in the air. Hallelujah. Glory. There's safety in the airports because we're there. Hallelujah. There's safety in certain areas because we're there. We bypass traffic accidents because of you. Because of you. God's watching over you. He's got angels encamped about you. Hallelujah. You know, we seem to just be a paradox to people. Brethren, knowing what a debt trap is, giving up good jobs because they want to give God the preeminence. What a blessing. Hallelujah. And they prove God. God is able to come on the scene and meet the needs of His people. What kind of dedication is that? You know, when people see that, they want to employ that kind of person. That's an employable person. That's a dedicated person. Hallelujah. But God sees those things. And that's what matters the most. You imagine, brethren, that if people would just see the benefits of having you around. Amen? The trials that they could bypass. But what if you're running from the presence of God? Watch out. I said to one brother, "Brother, you're supposed to be here?" When he had come up to my place, my area to live, I said, "I ain't going fishing with you. God might want to take you back somewhere that you belong." Hey? I don't want to be in striking distance of no big fish when he's around. I know the principles in the book. Hallelujah. But brethren, when you are living according to the word that you have received, praise His wonderful name. What a benefit you are to your community. They don't know the blessings that would be poured out upon them. You go from their place, you watch the whole thing fall in chaos. A few of us came from New Zealand. Man, the All Blacks lose. That country, total shambles. Because we come out of that place. Hey, I tell you, brethren, our community in New Zealand is being blessed because we're there. Hallelujah. The community, those in our community are receiving blessings. Our little town where the church is in Moira, my, that's got a bad reputation. It's got a reputation of being a town that throws cops into vans and burns the vans and violence and scrapping and all sorts of things. Moira means a sleepy little town. But brethren, because the bride is there, there's a renovation going on. There's a revival in that valley. Why? Because of us. Well, how much more, brethren, the revival that would go around when you know who you are and when your prayers are dictating the terms of the policies, even of government. Hallelujah. Before we go, these Egyptians are going to give us a bit of gold, you know. So we tap into the resources that is available because of these things. Hallelujah. You see, in the church, the amount of things that we had got when we renovated the place, it shows me how close we are to the going away. Hallelujah. They come along. We have $16,000 worth of carpet. They give it for $2,000-something. Hey? Because of us. Because of the bride. The blessings of the Lord poured out upon His people. Never done before. Then here they come. They're buying equipment for us so we can praise God. Hallelujah. We'll take it. They'll be blessed because of it. Hallelujah. We got ministers coming to visit the church to see this great phenomena of what's taking place in this sleepy little town. Glory. People that are so motivated, they can get into action. They can go straight into action and be able to live the kind of life that a Christian does in behind the veil. Brethren, that stands out. That's a paradox. That throws people's thinking into total disarray. Hallelujah. But look at you. Look at yourself. Look at the things that have taken place in the meetings. Look at the way that the Lord has moved. Look at the way that He has blessed not only you, but the ministers and the visitors. They've gone away with a testimony that they'll never forget this time. I believe it's true, brethren. I won't forget it. I hope you don't forget us for too long. Hallelujah. You know, and brethren, a lot of times, the messages, I mean, I'm a rough preacher. You know, I'm nothing flesh. I ain't no convention speaker. I'm just a country boy. But you know what? You know, the things that would stand out in our midst, the abilities that you all have, the gift of God in you, the gift of God within the believers, and the access that we have had to one another's gifts. We've seen so many good things on display. No doubt there's some rough parts, you know, just in the background a little. But praise God for that. We don't magnify that. We magnify what God has done in our midst. We let the Word identify all those other things. Look at the blessings. You know, when we're gone, they'll know the kind of blessing that we have been in the countries of our residence. Because when we're gone, all hell is going to break loose. Glory! I don't plan on being around at that time. You think of the things that are going to happen. You know, the way is rough. The trail ahead of us, it's like we've never walked that trail before. But we're prepared. We know what's coming. We've got weapons of warfare in our hand, prepared servants to be able to take care of any situation, so long as we use the Word in the way that it was delivered unto us. I believe these messages would have caused you to ask yourself specific questions. Because I see the same type with the prophet. When things were going on around him, he asked himself questions. He asked himself, Lord, why am I always bawling out women? He asked himself, why am I always against organized religion? Why am I always like this, Lord? And he thought he had a problem, but he searched the scripture. And he saw Elijah was very much the same. He could identify himself in scripture, identify his part in the Word. And that's what mattered most, when we can tie our experience to the Word. And you know as well as I know, in the book of Ecclesiastes, there's no new thing under the sun. Right? You can tie your experience somewhere in the Word. You can see where that situation came from. You can see where it's going to. When you tie yourself to the Word, you've got something solid to anchor to. Anchoring your experience in the Word. I've heard the testimonies of some of the young brothers. It's impressed me. I've been impressed that they can tie their experience to the Word. But brethren, I think of the things that are happening in the world today, where there ain't much bride, where there's no congregations that have broken into the realities of the Word. What problems. My. Where the bride is. Glory. I mean, right down in their homes. The things that God is bestowing upon them that love Him. The things that you are having access to by the spoken word of your prayers. the problems that you sidestep because you trusted God and you applied the word. The amount of debt that you would have been under if it wasn't for the grace of God. Hallelujah. If it wasn't for the ministry that you have in your midst to be able to describe these things and the tactics of the enemy, showing you the reality of the word, showing you the truths that of the day and the hour that we are living in. You've looked through, I would say, just about every portion in the book that there is to look through. And it reflects in your life. I mean, it's very difficult for a minister to preach a message that would hone in on certain areas if he didn't feel led of the Spirit to preach it that way. Of course, a minister is always desiring in his heart to preach something that'll be make you jump and shout and things like that. But we got to hone it right down to where the rubber touches the road, where the reality of it all is. Amen. We want to be able to pull something down that's tangible, that we can sink our teeth into, that we can say, yes, Lord, that's truth. That's me. And even if it's cutting, you can say, praise God. Be it unto me, Lord, according to thy word. Hallelujah. When I look in the situations, it's like for Aunt Jemima, stopping the plane, drawing her kinsmen to her. Brethren, I believe the same thing is taking place. You have drawn kinsmen to yourselves from Honduras. Amen. From Venezuela, from Chile, from New Zealand. You drew them to you. The kinsman redeemer, somebody that had an open book in their hand, somebody that had gone through some kind of experience. Because I've noticed the brothers preaching from experience, not from intellectual conceptions, not just quoting a prophet's quote. That quote has been made a reality in their lives. Seeing the way that your pastor, even through hardships, going into a place like Congo, coming back even tighter from that experience. But through it all, what a help and what a benefit that it's been to those brothers in the Congo. You spared them and allowed them to go to minister the word. Praise them. God will reward you richly for allowing even others to have access to the gift. Glory to God. The things that have taken place around here, it's just beautiful to be able to walk around here. Praise God. It'll be a good warehouse when it closes down. Prophet says so. But brethren, hey, they can have it. They can put their own caretakers around the place. They can have it because we'll be gone to a better place. A place, brethren, oh my, where we'll have such joy, unspeakable. Our conversation won't be about, oh, how auntie got this kind of sickness and uncle got this little ache in his leg and how that this one was struggling to meet, to fill the cupboards, all these kind of things. No, our conversation will be a heavenly conversation. And it'll be that way here before we even go. We'll be so much like him, brethren. Hallelujah. It'll be just like in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. We are becoming so much like him now. You don't talk like you used to do. You've got a different type of language. That's why I enjoy fellowshipping with the brethren so much. It's my kind of language. Hallelujah. There's that kind of, it's a secret kind of language people, other people are baffled with. But it's a code that has been revealed. I tell you, when I hear you fellas talk, my, I think you're speaking another language. But it's true in a way. Man, I mean, when you all with brothers surrounding each other, and it's like you're talking so quickly, man, I got to be in the channel to catch that kind of talk. Brother Steve, he needed a translator before the Spanish translator came on the scene. But brethren, what the language we're talking about is the language of the word. It's a channel that has been opened to us by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I think, brethren, of the situations, and you can think of situations yourself, how a situation was changed because of you. Because of the grace of God, because of the mercy seat in you, somebody else's situation was bettered. Because the mercy seat was on display. Because they recognized a certain conduct in you and it changed the atmosphere. Many a time going into a place of deep trouble, interpreting the word, manifesting the name of Jehovah Shalom. Going into trouble where there's at the split, at an instant, it could turn violent. Going in there and changing the atmosphere. By the atmosphere that we project from the depths of our hearts. You know, there's people that you love being around because they've got such a nice atmosphere around them. You know, you love to talk with them. You love to fellowship with them. There's others with certain atmospheres. You just say, Lord bless you, brother, and gone. Right? Hey, does that happen around here? But praise God, you get there, you can charge an atmosphere. Hallelujah. You are atmosphere creators. I mean, it's because of you. The atmospheres have been created for the ministry of the word. What is the questions that have gone on in your mind? Where was the Spirit directing you to be able to ask the right questions to identify yourselves in the word? How mighty is, how great is our God that He can even dictate your thoughts, that He can inspire certain prayer life to come forth, certain actions to pulsate from you, certain way of expressing yourself in situations that you face. Who is it? That ain't you, that's God in you. Brethren, when you catch that mind, when you created the meetings, it is like then you would know that the Father is in you. Because you couldn't have done it. And when the Father is in the Son, hallelujah, all things are possible to them that would believe. He don't come in an unclean vessel. He comes in a clean vessel, one that has been reserved unto Himself. Oh, what a people He has prepared. We're the strike force, you know that. We're His chosen army. Where is chosen people? Maybe if we were doing the choosing, we wouldn't choose like He has. But praise God that His choosing was perfect choosing. He chose, you know, down and outers. He was in the highways and byways looking for you and I. He found me in the highway and byway. I didn't find Him. He found me. Glory to His name. And then He tuned the vessel. Glory, just like the violin in the auction. He tuned it up. Nobody else wanted it. I wasn't valuable to anybody. Except somebody who may have wanted a little bit of stimulation by my revelation. Hey? But brother, sister, He wanted you. He chose you. He called you. He cleansed you. He commissioned you. And He is the one that gives you the unction and the inspiration to carry on and carry on to fulfill all the way to the end. The trials He's given us have been just nothing in comparison to the glory that will be, that we will see. We've been changed from glory to glory. You're a testimony. You're a time-lived testimony. Time-tested memorial. You are showing that Christ is not dead in the tomb. That He busted out of that compound. That He's risen and lives in your heart. You're a testimony of that. Can you say that you are a testimony? How many can see themselves as that? Testimonies of the grace of God. Testimonies of the power of transformation. That's a greater gift, I believe, than healing, is to see a life that's transformed. Hallelujah. One seed that can grow up through the pond. Amen. And come out and blossom. Mr. Lily. Mrs. Lily. Something so beautiful that even the birds could come and settle upon. Something that, like the artesian well, is bubbling up. Keeps on bubbling. Where does it get its strength from? From within. It's not a busted down cistern. That's what we used to be. right? Going from revival to revival, maybe from convention to convention. Get a bit of inoculation. Get a bit of joy. Get a bit of bounce in the step. Hey, at the meeting. And then waiting on some more rain. Maybe waiting for another pat on the back to become revived. That was us, but that's not us anymore. Hallelujah! Because we feel revived all the time. I tell you, brethren, even in the valleys, you feel revived. You feel good. Hallelujah! I tell you, there's in these meetings, I believe there'd been a lot of sweeping away of some dead carrion. Hallelujah! Some remains of demons that had to be swept out of the place. Hallelujah! Because you came in determined in your heart something was going to happen in these meetings. You caused it to happen, brethren. It's because of you that these situations have taken place. It's because of your dedication, your prayer life. Oh, it must have been somebody else because I didn't pray up that good, brother. You're giving me too much credit for something I didn't do. Good. Then let the conviction strike your heart. Somebody else was robbed of a blessing then because of you. Hey? Somebody could have received something if you had taken the time. Remember the time that the Lord woke you up at 2 o'clock in the morning? Hey? And then you find out that somebody was blessed. Somebody who was in need was helped because you responded. It was because of you. But remember when he woke you up and you rolled over on the other side? Somebody wasn't blessed because of you. Amen. A sensitivity to the needs of one another. Sometimes, brethren, we can get locked into our own little world. Just lock right in there. Poor me, myself, and nobody else. Hey? But praise God, when you become a member of the body of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, all you're thinking about is brother and sister and how this one would be and how that one would be. And Lord, give me somebody else I can pray for. Hallelujah. You know, it's not a struggle to pray. Saying, Lord, let me go into action. Hey? Feeling sick, feeling tired, feeling sleepy. A resurge of the Spirit come upon you. Lord, let me go and do action. Lord, you blessed me so much. Even though I'm finding some financial difficulty, how can I be of assistance to one of your sons or your daughters? Because of you, look at what you hold. Look at the kind of impact that you have with God. Look, you, like Esther, can go into the presence of the King to bring your petition. Many times, brethren, we don't have because we don't ask. But when we ask and believe, we're going to get it. I've seen it happen too many times for the devil to tell me that's not going to happen. Hallelujah. I'm not hoping so when I ask him something. I know people have been recipients and beneficiaries of my prayer life. What about you? Have you got that kind of testimony? I should have heard more amens than that. Hallelujah! And if it's not, then brethren, get prayed up. You know it's not long to go. You've seen the way that the meetings have gone. You've seen the way that the Lord is coming to visit us, to make himself known in our midst. I'm seeing I'm being so inspired. I know there's messages being built up on my heart for home. I haven't even exposed those things yet. But brethren, you think about it. The things that God is revealing to you. You can see that the way that the things that are happening out in the world about the pyramids and things. My, what a blessing. You can see the capstone coming down. Natural. But you've also seen the capstone coming down. Spiritual. These are capstone meetings. You've seen agapo love being expressed on the hearts of the people. We don't want to lose that. We want to keep that. We want to keep possessing our inheritances. You know somebody's going to come along and rib you the wrong way. They're going to rub you the wrong way. Hallelujah, but I believe you've been inoculated to be able to stand that test. As soon as you get outside these gates, after these meetings, man, you watch the devil move. He won't like the way. So you're going to finally take that stronghold, huh? Eh? So you think you've done me in, eh? Let's see where you've done me in. Let's see where you just got dancing slippers or you got hobnail boots. Let's see what you're made of. Sure, he's going to test you. He's going to come at you. I tell you, he's going to come like a roaring lion. Every time I thank God and tell him how good he is and how powerful the spoken word of the prayer is, he comes. Powerful, eh? Mighty swept back wings, eh? Hallelujah. Eagles, eh? Call yourself an eagle, Mr. Sparrow? He comes and says it. Call yourself a believer? You bet I'm a believer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come and taste my sword. Hey? Come and try and take this off me. Hallelujah. And he will. You got to know what you're talking about. Amen. You can't be just playing games with him. You can't be just bluffing him. He don't take no bluffs. But when you know it. Hallelujah. Glory. It's not like you hiding away from him or nothing. Hey? You're not going chasing after him and tempting him, but you're confident, quietly confident, amen? Hallelujah. You're walking around the place as if, you know, you own the show. You got that kind of confidence in you. Man, I can take care of any situation by my God. Hallelujah. Glory. You know, Brother Kenny, we're going to be able to put a few more words into that song. Hallelujah. Amen. David slew Goliath. Brethren, after this weekend, we can write some more chapters into that book. Malachi 4. Hallelujah. Spoke to the storm. Samson ripped up the gates of Gaza. What about your piece? You put your piece in. How did we do it? By my God. Hallelujah. Whoa, we were so charged. How were we charged? By my God. By my God, where? Up there? No, sir. By my God in this? By my God in here. Hallelujah. Brethren, every time the mercy seat was opened up, the Lamb stepped forth from the throne. When he comes, he wrestles with and overcomes. He prevails when he steps forth from the throne. Where? From the throne in heavenly places? Huh? From the throne in some geographical location? From the throne of our heart. Every time we pray, there's a council going on in heaven. Glory! The topic of discussion. How can I bring to pass what sister asked? Amen? What power? What is it? What is the anointing? Supreme power in control. You know, so we can't just be so happy on everybody else's testimony. We're happy about our testimony. Glory. We can lift up our hands and praise God for our stand in the word. Because the Lord has opened his word to us in simplicity, we can catch what the preacher's saying. Our prayer life is so onto it. Hallelujah. So onto it, brethren, that we can even break into those realms ourselves. You say, why, brother? Because overcomers have been given to eat that hidden manna that was allocated to the Levites. A little extra revelation. Amen. That little extra something. You have access to that. You're eating from a tree of life. Glory. You're the fruit on the tree. What wonderful fruit, amen. In this day, there's ain't nobody going to steal our joy. We can sing it. We can believe it. We can practice it. No one going to steal our joy. Why? Because in the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy. Don't need any other kind of entertainment. Don't need to be pumped up like that old cistern we used to be. Hey? Don't need somebody to come and pump you up. You come in charged. You come in expectation. You know you're going to get a feed. Hallelujah. And you get exactly what you want. What you need is poured out to you abundantly. What? By our God. By what He's doing for you. He wants, brethren, to come and reveal Himself to you more than you want to have it. How much do you want it? You want it deep, don't you? Well, He wants to give you that even deeper. Even more. What can prevent us? What can hinder us? Financial woes? Financial woes? Financial woes? No, sir. We got the answer to the devil's questions. Hallelujah. Can sickness? Didn't stop Brother Daniel. Hallelujah. Glory. Can some robber, some thief? They can't take it out of us. Brother Humble's got a testimony. Hallelujah. Christian? You a Christian? Yeah. What's that you're carrying? My Bible? Oh my, something happened because of him. Hey? Go on your way. Get, man. Get. And Rob's 5 more Pentecostal a little bit later on. Hey, they've met something that was real. I mean, you know, hoods know something that is real, you know. I mean, I wouldn't approach Brother Humble with anything less than a double barrel shotgun. But he came up against something that was greater than that. Hallelujah. When love projects. Brethren, see how Satan is trying to pull us down in fear, insecurities, debt traps. We can say, Satan, it's too late. Try your tricks. Try your licks. Put as many licks on as you can. I'm raised up into a higher economy, man. Hey, you know when people, your neighbor, your boss, tries to pull you down into his realm of thinking? Hey? Trying to bring you down to disturb you, to break into some carnal realm? You don't need to settle for that. Don't need to be pulled into that environment. You know you come from a higher being. Amen? You've been ministered an entrance into a higher realm. Back into a faith civilization again. Brethren, we're coming back into Edenic condition. The kind of condition that Adam had. He could speak to the storms. He could speak to this mountain. He could name the animals. He could talk with the animals. Hallelujah. He had a direct channel of communication to God. So what parts that he have that we don't got? Answer me that question. What have you got that he didn't have? I tell you what, brethren, I got a direct channel of communication. Amen. I got a prayer life that changes things. What about you? What? Amen. Brethren, I can speak and because of me, things take place. You can speak and things take place. Some things happen. The reality of Mark chapter 11 verse 22 has been made real in your life. Your heart don't condemn you because you've been washed by the water of the word. Does anybody's heart still condemn them around here? Look at that. Look at that. Not a one. What a cleanup. Boy. What a cleanup we've had. Then ask what you will. Hallelujah. Put it into practice. Pull down what God desires for you to have. Glory. You may want a Mercedes. He may not want you to have it. Hey? But brethren, we've got Philip transport. Amen? That's the kind of transport I want. Philip transport don't rust. Don't need no gasoline. Hallelujah! It's not affected by inflation. That's the kind of transportation, brethren. I want to just get used to driving that kind of car. Hallelujah. No driver's license. No extra fees to drive that kind of car. Hallelujah. Token on display. Glory, that's the kind of chariot that's going to pick us all up together to go to meet him in the air. Brethren, I feel good, you know. I've been so stimulated by you. Hallelujah. Been so stimulated watching the young people down at the picnic. I can't help that. You know, a pastor anointing just doesn't turn off and turn on. It's always on. Seeing the way that people govern themselves. Seeing the way the things we fellowship around the word. I'm amazed, man. A few of you fellas better take up the invitation. So we can show you guys off around New Zealand a bit. See the things, brethren, that God has placed in your heart to fulfill in these closing days of time. Amen. If you stay in the continuity of the word, you watch those messages vindicate the word that has been made flesh in your life. That's where I'm coming to, brethren. Amen. The reality of those things. If we're living in a higher realm of thinking and a higher realm of teaching, gone beyond man-age. Man-age got nothing to do with it. Third pool ministry is God operating the gift. God coming and speaking to you. Not man speaking to you. God meeting your needs. Hallelujah. Has God met your needs in these meetings? Has God undertaken for you? If he hasn't, it's because you haven't asked. If you took it too casually, never take it casual again. If you've been casual in different parts, never do it again, brethren. Anointing's been released by the spoken word of prayer, by the word that's proceeded across the pulpit. Prophecy. Prophecy, which is short term. Prophecies that will unfold in your life, that will be revealed in you. God don't need nobody to interpret his word. You are interpreting his word for him. Don't need no theologian to come along and say, well, I think maybe this part means this and this part means that. No, you walk it and you talk it and you live it. You are the interpretation of the prophecies of the word. Prophecies have been made history in your life. Do you believe that? Yeah. Hallelujah, I do. And you know what the devil does too? He trembles because he knows what's coming. He knows who is going to bring forth that short and powerful demonstration before the rapture as the squeeze comes on. That's what the word is preparing us for, the squeeze. But keeping ourselves clean, brethren, keeping ourselves operational, keeping ourselves in a position where we can bring forth new life continually. Hallelujah. It's not just having a burst and sitting back and taking our ease. It's continually bringing forth new life. Because if you don't bring forth new life, you'll stagnate. Brother Branham says that even if you've stood still, you've backslid. We're going to go on to glory. And brethren, we got to redeem the time. The time is important. When he says move, move. You come under the inspiration of the ministry. You're motivated by the king's desire in the harvest time. When he wants a service to be done, you don't just put it down in a certain category or prioritize it. You say, okay, my Lord wants this done. I'll do that first. Amen. You know how it used to be? That's how it should be. Putting him first in all things. Not putting him down below the list. What about the man of God comes and makes a request of you for a certain thing? It's not when it's convenient. Everything else has now been recategorized a little bit further down the list. Everything gets shunted backwards to fulfill what God wants you to do. You watch, when you take that, a hold of that, and begin to move under that inspiration, brethren, praise his name, you watch the glory of God being revealed in you. You know, when I talk about blessings, I'm not just talking about temporal blessings. I'm talking about eternal blessings. I'm talking about blessings that you've bestowed and put in heaven to wait for you. Because where your heart is, there shall your treasures be also. Amen. Brethren, I'm not building a room up there that I haven't got any room for visitors. Brethren, I got spare beds up there, man. I have furniture in the home. Glory. I got my Chippendale chair, just like the prophet had. I got furniture. Man, it's not going to be bare when I get up there. What about you? Brethren, if we're ever going to do anything for the Lord, we better start doing it now. And I count those things as nothing to be able to live for Christ all the rest of the days of my life. You're giving your life to Christ, Christianity is living for others. Isn't that right? A Christian life is to be able to live for others. Well, I give my life for that. Glory. If it means that you've got to go an extra mile, praise Him. Give us strength to be able to do that, Lord. Amen? Amen. To be able to live that kind of life. To be able to walk the talk. To be able to live that life shut in behind the veil. To have a testimony that pleases God. Glory. You know, I didn't bring any notes, so it'll only be a short service. I've closed my Bible, but that doesn't mean nothing. Even like the congregation knows that. Amen. We're going to be walking, brethren. One day we're just going to keep on walking. Soon. You know, it's worth hanging on for. Hey, young brothers, it's worth punching in for, brethren. It's worth going all the way. It's worth having that kind of testimony. To be able to walk for God, to be a Christian in the school for Jesus. Hallelujah! To show forth the testimony of His goodness and His grace in any situation. So that people can see there's a true Christian. Amen. Have that kind of testimony that pleases God. Live a kind of life shut in behind the veil that's so sweet in His presence. You know what? When I'm with your pastor, I feel like that all the time. Man, this 2 weeks has just gone like that. Somewhere along the line, I was robbed of about 5 days. That's how I feel. It's gone just like that. Where did those days go? Do you know what, brethren? The things that have happened by His grace is because of you. You pulled. You prayed. You went into action. When there was something needed. You brethren that had bought the supplies and things. God sees those things. God sees all the things that was done behind the scenes. Hallelujah. You know, you that maybe aren't as active as some. Man, take a hold of something. Brother, give me something. I want to do something for the Lord. Amen. Jump into the fray. And sometimes you know you're sitting around. Well, I don't know what to do. Nobody ever gives me anything to do. Say, brother, give me something. I want to possess an inheritance. I want to do something. Even if it's just to go and put some mud down on the tracks where that truck cut up the church grounds. I want to do something. Hey? Even if it's just to help out here or there. Brother, I'm always going home early. But give me something to do. Give me something that I can have a testimony that pleases God. Amen? Hallelujah. You know, if it's anything like at home, there's always a solid group that always does everything. Glory. Well, maybe it's time that the load was shed out a little bit amongst everybody else. Amen. I didn't hear enough amens. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, amen means so be it. You just got pulled into a covenant. Glory. You know, brethren, the way that God is moving in these closing days of time. Are you sensitive to His moving? You know what He's doing. You know what He wants you to do. Because if you don't get on your knees and pray until you do. Amen? When you can see it, do it. And when He sees that you are loyal in the little things, you watch Him come and reward that loyalty. Sometimes we try to run to do Him a service without it being its will. You're built for a certain part in the body. Nobody can take your place. Nobody can dislodge you. Now, of course, with so many people, you can't all be trustees and deacons and ministers and all those kind of things, but you can be other things. And you are the best that there is. Man can't train a people like us. You know, the way that the different ones go around serving on the tables. They can't teach you that kind of thing down at the best restaurants in town. It's something, it's a service that you're doing. It's not a duty. It's something that you desire to do for the bride. This duty, they get paid for it. Well, so do you, but you don't see it until later on. Right? It's a service that you want to do for the king. And in that kind of anointing, in that kind of atmosphere, my. Amen? Even the brothers in all their work that they do behind the scenes. Brother Timmy, oh my. Having to, you know, he can't go less than what he produced for me last year. And he produced the goods, man. I said to him, Brother Timmy, you can't backslide, man. You got to give me what you gave me last time, plus. Because the Proverbs says you can't stand still either. Amen. Now, what about your attendance and your attentiveness towards the Lord? From here on in, it should be better than it's ever been before. Amen. You've reached a junction. From now on, you have said in your heart, Lord, help me to be more like you. You have said, Lord, help me to give you my best. Amen. So from here on in, things are going to change because of you, because of what you asked, because of what the desire in your own heart was. Brother, you're setting us up. Sure I am. Hallelujah. Because you know, when you've confessed it, it's like, for instance, when I had spoken the first time and I said, the brothers are going to preach like they've never preached before. Man, I'm like Elijah. They're praying 7 times because I don't want to get stoned for bringing forth false prophecy. Amen. So praying so that what was said would be brought to pass. And brother, right in our midst, God undertook. And the power of God came down. Amen. Well, what about you? The shoe is on your foot. Amen. Are you ready to face him? Are you ready to face the enemy tomorrow morning? Amen. Are you ready to face him when he don't want you to get up and God does? Are you ready to stand? Are you ready to overcome tiredness? Are you ready to overcome the effects of society? Are you ready to walk out into those nations, brethren? Hallelujah, and be a testimony to this world. Are you ready to go out so strengthened, so vitalized, to be a revival in every meeting? Every time you wake up in the morning, give the devil a headache. Are you ready for that? Hallelujah. Are you ready to approach each other the way that Aaron approached the holiest of holy place? With reverence and sincerity in action. Amen? My. If we do these things, we're gone. I tell you, we're out of here if we fulfill these things. We've committed things to the Lord. He's faithful, brethren. He'll do what he said he'd do. Now it's up to us to carry out our part of the contract. Hallelujah. He's already done it for us anyway. Remember, he's put weapons of warfare at every junction. We drop off that one, come out from under that anointing, pick up another, and back into the fray. Amen. No longer casual. You that were casual. No disrespects to the officers in the church. No casualness with it. That's been buried, right? That stronghold has been put under your feet and you mashed them down. You tasted that it was good. Things are going to change around here, man, I tell you.
Not that a lot needs changing, but just a little bit that does need changing, praise God, it's going to change by His grace. Hallelujah. You're going to come into the services charged, even if the brother's going to preach for 4 hours. I tell you, you're a patient congregation. Glory. Brethren, all of these things that are happening here is because of you. You can thank God for that. Because He is in you. Because you can say, it's no longer I that liveth. You know, your temperament you used to have, you don't have it no more. Why? Because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Shyness gone. Nervousness gone. Big mouth gone. Arrogance gone. Pride gone. Envy gone. Jealousy gone. Hey, you like people. Unloaded all sorts of different stuff you like, but you're built up in the Word. That's the main thing. That'll take you on, brethren. That'll cause us to be able to meet together in the air. I doubt whether I'd ever ride this trail again. But I know one thing. I can take a mark in my heart back with me. Back to New Zealand. Hallelujah. The photos bring back memories, but these ones that are lodged down in here, that means more to me. And I'm trusting that a little bit of something has impenetrated your heart for us too. That where, you know, that you can be praying for us and knowing that we're going to be praying for you. You know, feel just so close to you all like that. Just so nice to be able to talk with the older brothers. To be able to see their zeal for the Lord. All of the years have been worth it all, eh, brothers? It's been worth every heartache. It's been worth every trial. They've watched all the old fighters die out. And like Joshua and Caleb, when that time came, brother, they started going in to possess the land. In fact, they're making it easier for the young ones to come in now. Because all of the old fighting is dealt and done away with. All those other things that were carrying on outside of there, brother, it's all gone. You have safety in this tabernacle. You have brethren that love you. You've got a pastor that loves you. Loves you so much that he pours out himself for you. What a blessed church. What a fellowship that has the mysteries of God open to them every time he stands beyond the pulpit. Glory. You're a privileged people, man. I hope you realize that. I hope you know what you got. You got some of the best singers there is in the world. Hallelujah. You can thank God for that. But all of that has happened because of you. Amen. Glory. Let's stand to our feet. I told you I wanted a bit of time because this is my seventh service. Seventh is rest. I'm looking forward to it. Glory. Our gracious Father. Lord, just a little going home present. To, Lord, further instill upon the hearts of your children the things that you have done because of your sons and daughters that have gathered here. Lord, sometimes we underestimate the power of our prayers. Sometimes, Lord God, we don't realize the things that sweep into motion when we go into action, when we ask. When we say this, Father, if you could just pull back those dimensions, we could see, Lord, all the things that would be taking place. We could be so overjoyed, Father, because of the things that we asked for. The safety zone, in the combat zone, being able to, Lord, go in behind the enemy lines. Camouflage gifts. Jesus Christ veiled, walking in shoe leather again, handling every situation by a revelation. Father, hey, you've caused us to be able to stand up against criticism. Hey, you've caused us, Lord God, to be able to push back all of those temptations and attractions of this world. You place within us, Lord, some steel, some backbone. To be able to say boo to the devil and to see him shrink before us. Father, You did this because when we were in your side, we tasted victory. When the devil came at you with those four powerful thrusts after you had been gone through the waters of baptism, Father, we were in your side. When you died at Calvary, we were taken from your side. And Lord, through these seven church ages, and under the unfolding of those seven seals, as those seven thunders had thundered out, Lord, we've come forth. We can say, Lord, from the depths of our heart, that we are the mystery of Christ revealed. We are your expression. We are the fruits of the ministry of Malachi 4. We are, Lord, the fruits of the Micaiahs that have checked their revelation with what Elijah has already said. Come forth and preach that word, instant, in season, and out of season. We are the recipients of a message of the hour that is stirring our hearts, that is placing us, oh God, for the hardest journey that we are to face in our lives. We've been through some hard roads, Lord. But Father, those things are nothing compared to those things that you're preparing us to walk through very shortly. Oh God, we feel the effects of a squeeze. It's a subtle one, Father. But Father, we feel the effects of the word. We feel the effects of the inoculation, of the anointing, and of the Spirit of God. Anointing us, Father, with overcoming power. Anointing us, Lord, with the Spirit of the word. Hallelujah. Anointing us, Father, so that we have dunamis strength. You make us alive, Lord. Blessed be your name. Father, be it unto us according to thy word. Give us opportunities, Lord, where we can prove our faithfulness to you. Father, I pray that you bless this congregation richly, Lord, for the labors of love. Every individual that has come to the meetings and sat in the meetings. Everyone, Lord God, that's associated with the Third Exodus Assembly, Father. Those that have visited, Lord. Lord God, we'll never be the same. Father, I pray that you'd allow our precious pastor, Lord, to be so strengthened, so rested, Lord, so strong for war, knowing that, Father, this last mile is going to be the hardest mile. Allow him, Lord God, to break into those areas that, Lord, through the sensitivity he has, through the vision you've given him, to be able to see, Lord God, the things that are taking place in the word, comparing it, Lord, with things that are happening in the nations. Bring down the reality of why these things are happening. Father, allow, Lord God, those last keys to fit in, to unlock, oh God, those parts that you would have us to walk. Those last, Lord, parts of those secret passages. Those last, Lord God, weapons. Dress us with them, Father. I know we're going to need them. But Lord, when we meet together in the air, what a blessing that'll be, Father. Knowing, Lord, it's so soon. Oh, Lord, help us, Lord God, to fight the fight of faith. Help us, Lord, to let your Holy Spirit, the librarian in this tabernacle, to be able to bring, oh God, the word to our remembrance. Those things, oh God, that we promised. Those things that we asked for and received. Let us remember this time, Lord God. Let us, Lord God, be able to, like Jonah, look back to the prayers of the servants of God and anchor to a hold of that. To be able to remember, Lord, something that touched our heart. Something that we know. Something that sometimes, Lord, we missed in the service, but was lodged in our subconscious. Lord, let the behavior of progressive revelation come forth in our lives. Let us walk, Lord God, like we've never walked before. Let us walk with such a desire in our hearts to serve you. Let us walk, Lord God, under that kind of anointing, Father, where we feel so humble, yet so, Lord, powerful because of you in us. Grant these things, Lord. And if we ever, Lord God, get the time to meet again on this earth, Father, let that closeness of friendship and brotherhood be remembered, O God, in our prayer closets. Grant it, Father, we pray. I commit, Lord God, those things that have been ministered throughout these meetings into your hands. I commit, Lord God, the prayers. Lord God, the accumulation of all that we have asked. You've not neglected anything, Father. You've given us, Lord, till our cup runneth over. Lord, you've poured out abundantly, so we have to spare, Lord. Oh, Father, we feel revived. We feel strengthened, Lord. Our natural bodies, Lord, are a little tired. But, Lord, our spiritual man, our inner man, is crying out, Lord, how we love you. How thankful we are, Lord Jesus. Father, into your hands we commit ourselves now. In the wonderful and blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, Oprah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Truly thank the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let us lift our hands and say praise the Lord tonight. Let's say thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Won't you just turn to the person next to you? Greet them, tell them God bless you tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Truly appreciate the time the Lord has given to us past days. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be his wonderful name. Amen. We'll sing and we'll give him the praise. We are